This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And it's spring fling time here at Marsh and Bayou retail location in Mandeville. And from here, we take you down to Grand Isle. Let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, we got some rough weather coming in, particularly down there. As you say, you'll see the elephants offshore.
Yeah, man. When it looks like I heard the elephants on the horizon, you stay the heck away from it. But, yeah, we spent the last 2 days to, just tying stuff down, picking stuff up, just because we anticipate a flood and don't know quite how bad it's going to get. But we've lost enough over the years that we know to be prepared in case it does.
Very good. How was the fishing up until this started, these stiff winds and gale warnings and all this mess?
You know, Don, if I had to describe it in one word, it would be inconsistent. The water has remained exceptionally clean or clear with all the weather that we've been having. And the fish are, I don't know, man, they're there one day and gone the next. We've had a real consistent catch of inconsistency. Sheephead, trout, redfish, they're all kind of still mixed in together, but yet scattered around. I think everything might be running just a little bit late. We're catching a lot of sheephead on the inside, and they're all still full of eggs. They look like they're ready to bust, like they should be offshore spawning. Speckled trout, man, when you get some consistent weather, it's two or three here, three or four there. You know, that week before Mardi Gras, we had a taste of what we thought was going to be early spring, and it was easy limits early in the morning. And then since then, it's been inconsistent with this weather. Redfish, we're catching some redfish right now, but I have noticed that a lot of the redfish we're catching are scarred up pretty good. They've got sores and all on them. So obviously they were hit some by that freeze, but it looks like a lot of them did survive.
Very good, very good. So what's going to be the plan when you get ready to pick the pieces back up after this blow is out, in and out of here?
Well, hopefully, Don, if I would get enough consistency that we could get out and try those beach areas, anything from Fouchon all the way, to the Four Bayou area, is try that, because that's where that week before Mardi Gras, a lot of the fish came off the beach and the close oyster reefs. With Davis Pond running full-blown open, anything to the west of, say, the Barataria Waterway is covered in mud. So, those areas up around Hackberry Bay, Bossa Bossa, and all of that, they've pretty much been out of contention because of the muddy water. So when it straightens up, I'm going to be back on the, probably head east toward the Four Bayou, Plaquemines Parish area. Going to stay as close to the coast as I can because that's where the action's been. And like I said, if you go north, you're hitting that muddy water. So it'll be live. We do have some live shrimp that's starting to show up. It's just been so daggum rough you can barely get to them. I'm going to stay close to the coast and just try to catch them as they come in.
Darrell, look, falling back on your offshore days, Chris and Ben and Brad and I were all talking about those big tuna coming in down there in Venice. I'm sure you heard about those big yellowfins. Has been any action coming in Grand Isle, same thing? Tuna fishing has been
good
for big ones.
Yes, sir. And what it's been, I mean, you know, we used to have the midnight lump, and it would play until March, and it kind of petered out. I don't know what changed at the lump. But this catch has been all open water schools. There's open water schools of mullets and pogies. That's what the trend is right now. So what you're doing is just a lot of cruising around out, you know, out by the mouth of the river, a lot of cruising around looking for open water splashes, open water bait, and then you've got to work those open water schools because that's where the fish have been really congregated. And, you know, something we didn't talk about a lot about this year but still going on, had a heck of a wahoo run this year. The wahoo were out there thick and consistent and probably still are. It's just that daggum yellowfin bite's been so good, everybody's concentrating on them right now.
Yep, well, I can't say I blame them for that. Darrell, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get some info on Grand Isle, maybe book a trip with you down there, tell them how they can find you.
Yes, sir, we've got plenty of room for them. They can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, which is your website. We've got our website at RealScreamers.com. And or you can just pick up the phone. 225-937-6288. And trust me, the next few days left. Plenty of time to talk on the phone.
Very good, Dal. All right, you guys be careful down there. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. You have a wonderful day over there at the store, man.
It's already started. It's going to be a good one. Thanks again, Darrell. That's Darrell Carpenter. RealScreamers.com down on Grand Isle. All right, we come back. We're going to be rejoined with Ben and Chris, tell you about some more of the trends in baits. These guys are right here in the trenches when the customers come in. They can get exchanged information. Customers come in looking for certain baits, and that kind of tips you off. That's what the fish want, and they can pass that information along to some of their other shoppers, too. Also got a question in on our text board. We can put our heads together. Rabbit from Lacombe. He's looking for some tips on catching crappie for beginners. So maybe we can help him out with that. Maybe how to rig up, number one. That's the thing. But that is one of the tougher fish to learn how to catch, and I'm glad you're interested in doing it, Rabbit. We'll try to get some info to help you out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.